they need to rectify it by practicing that purity so that sin doesn't happen again. So practice that I'm a pure Brahmin. So waste thoughts shouldn't even touch. So waste sinful thoughts shouldn't even touch your awareness and attitude. And this is why you need to be cautious at every step. Slogan. Use the companionship of the father. And you will never be disheartened. Om Shanti. So point for Amrit Vela for tomorrow. Your thoughts and words, through your thoughts, words, connections and relationships, do service. Baba Dada wants you to light the hope, light the lamp of hope for the hopeless souls. Create a powerful vibration. You can't be everywhere. However, by being a lighthouse and might house, you can spread the vibrations in the distance.
Lighthouse, might house, vibration fell out. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Shanti. Good morning. Sorry, Charuben just gave these keys. They were in the ladies' washroom. So if anyone has left it behind, please claim it. I'll leave it here by the speaker. Thank you.
Look at your face. So look at your face in the mirror of your heart. See how much charity and how much sin is there in your life. So just think for a moment, what the story of your karma is. So stop and think for a moment, what your karma story is. Inquire and examine how many stains are there in your accounts. So please, my friend, don't deceive yourself. The corruption isn't good. And so you can't keep on playing these games in this play. So look at your face in the mirror of your heart and see how much sin and how much charity there is in your life. Om Shanti.
Baba kehte khushi ka para.
So Baba says that you should always be happy, but your mercury of happiness should always be high. Your happiness should never reduce. So subtly, just check your chart. Whilst listening to this song, I was thinking that Baba cleans our mirror and then he says, look at yourself in the mirror of your heart. How does he clean the mirror? By relating the murli to us. We don't even realize that how dirty the mirror is because we don't make that time to clean the mirror. So to see yourself in this mirror, it keeps on getting dirty and the stains keep on getting added on, but we don't make that time to clean it. And so how? Through the kind of thoughts we create, that's how the mirror gets stained. When the mirror is clean, then I'm able to see clearly. When you go in front of the mirror, again, only if your eyes are open are you going to be able to see anything. If your eyes are closed, then you won't see anything. So once, Baba, had created those big, big pictures of Trimurti, and so I've always had the interest for service. And so when Baba said, do this now, you know, I would love doing that. Not only did Baba have hopes, but it was also that part to make things practical. So in the history hall in Madhuban, Baba had stood himself and created and like sort of inspired others to make these pictures. So daddy's telling you stories and within stories. And so another story within this is there was a brother who took a spiritual birth in Ambala. He was a scientist. Did she say artist? Didn't catch that. And he was an expert in creating the maps for India. And so he said that I'm not going to understand your knowledge because in my intellect I only think about how to create the maps of India. And I would say to him, you know, just sit quietly and you'll be able to do this. And he was like, I can't sit quietly. My intellect can't become quiet because it's always thinking about how to do something. And I said to him, are you able to create these pictures when you're peaceless? And he said, no, well, this is my work. I can do that. And so I was also after him. He was very sweet. And the more he said no, the more I went after him. Because it was my, you know, I have this habit. If I want everyone to become good and I so that I can give them to Baba. Once, he just sat so quietly and he was able to see Baba in front of him. Some of you know Harivansh. So this chap that she's talking about, he's the father of this brother who's been here. And so he sat so quietly. His name was Fakir Chand. Fakir Chand means the one who is poor. And so daddy called him Amir Chand, the one who is wealthy. And so he said to daddy, what did you do? I said, I didn't do anything to you. I just told Baba to make you peaceful. And so he began to have so much love for Baba. He came to Maruban. And so then he was the one who created that picture of Trimurti. We didn't have the picture of Trimurti. We had the tree, we had the cycle, but we didn't have the Trimurti. He sat and he kept on looking at Baba and he created the picture of Trimurti. Then with his own hands, he also painted the picture of the tree and the cycle in the history hall. And this is where the vibrations in the history hall are so powerful. The pictures that are there right now in History Hall in Madhuban are the ones that this brother, whose real name was Fakir Chand, which means the one who is poor, but daddy called him Amir Chand, and so he was the one who created these pictures. And then other places started ordering them, and so in Bombay and other places. And then Baba said to me, child, shall I send you this picture? And I said, yes, Baba. And with daddy, Sister Prem was also with her. And so Baba sent these pictures. One brother bought these pictures and Baba said it was time of Diwali, and Baba said, tell child Prem so that to explain these pictures to everybody. And so we had a hall and so in the morning Baba had sent these pictures, and then Baba had said on the pictures right that this picture is the picture that's going to open and give sight to those who are blind. So write that on these pictures. So is there anybody here who is able to explain this, who can explain like this, that the sight of the blind, that the blind are able to see? And that's why Baba says, clean your heart. And so with knowledge, he cleans our heart, cleans the mirror, and he also gives us the sight. How can a blind person see? And so Baba also gives us the sight to see and look at ourselves in the mirror. Do you listen to the Murli in this way? That Baba is opening your eye, he's cleaning the mirror. If your eyes don't open, then I feel as if, how can you look at yourself if your eyes are closed when you're listening to the Murli? Don't do anything else, but at least look at yourself the way daddy's I am showing right now. And so it's a feeling. And so when you check, Baba, you know, has my mirror become so clean that I can see to what extent I've become pure? If the soul has become pure, then it's able to be peaceful automatically. Then it will be in that happiness and in love. Then I want to perform charitable actions. Otherwise, you keep on performing sinful actions. You will realize that I'm keep on doing negative things. And then you will realize that, Baba, you know, I'm becoming so clean, I'm doing good things, that no impure thought can come into my heart. All the accounts of the past are being finished. And so it's not that you ask for forgiveness and you are forgiven. No, you have to reform yourself. It's not just about saying sorry. First, yes, it takes a lot of effort to ask for forgiveness. Secondly, okay, you've asked for forgiveness, but then you've also got to reform. And so Baba says, until you don't write the letter to Baba of forgiveness, then you're deceiving yourself. It's not that, oh, Baba knows anyway. No, tell Baba the truth. Baba, this is what I have done. I've committed this sin. Nobody tells Baba the truth. To become truthful is also a matter of fortune. Don't need to make any other effort, but day and night, keep on killing body consciousness and become true. Body consciousness doesn't allow you to become honest and truthful. Baba says, become true, honest. And so with this, your ego will be removed, but you will also go beyond the consciousness of the body. And the soul will be able to sit with Baba. Why? Because our Baba, our Shiv Baba, he has no consciousness of body, he has no ego. And the chariot that he has taken on board, Brahma Baba, he too has no ego. Brahma Baba has given his chariot to Shiv Baba, and he says to Shiv Baba, this is not mine, I have given on loan. And Shiv Baba says, I have taken this body on loan. So Brahma Baba says, I have given, and Shiv Baba says, I have taken this on loan. Brahma Baba says, okay, I've given this chariot on loan to him, but am I going to become Narayan just by renting? No. Okay, I've given my building on rent. It's not just because I've given my building on rent to God that I'm going to become a Narayan. Yes, I have given it on loan. People aren't coming to meet me. They're not going to come to see me. They are coming to remember and meet God. And so they shouldn't see me, they should only see God, light and might. And so I have to become light, and so the children are able to receive the might. This is what Brahma Baba wanted. Then Brahma Baba says, he comes and he does his work, but I, the soul, have to do my own work, because I, the soul, am in this body. I, the soul, haven't left this body. And so the soul says to the body that God is using the body, but I, the soul, who's sitting in this body, have to become pure. I have to become karmatit. It's not that God will make me this. No, God is doing his work, but I have to do my own work, which is to make myself pure. And so Brahma Baba's soul, yes, at one point it is accurately remembering Shiv Baba. True remembrance. You can see this. How much Baba is, Brahma Baba is remembering Shiv Baba. And so Baba says that, you know, when you comb your hair, when you're getting ready, do it. We used to see that when Baba used to get ready, when he used to comb his hair or he was bathing, he did it in remembrance, in Shiv Baba's remembrance. So it's not that Shiv Baba says that I don't eat, he's eating, but I take the fragrance. But Brahma Baba says, offer bhog by remembering Shiv Baba. It's such deep, subtle things. These things, this knowledge is all for becoming pure. So these deep, great things, as it begins to be inculcated, it's these depth, these subtleties. It's not just that it's interesting and it's about understanding, but there's power in this. Just like when you grind like flour, and then you won't. I think that he's saying about like you. Okay, you won't. Then okay, you've ground the flour, the wheat. Then you won't eat the flour. You knead it. You make a dough out of this, and then you have to make chapatis out of that. And so it's like there's so much effort that goes into the whole thing. And so knowledge too, it won't give you a power, strength just by taking it straight on from God. No. Yeah, you just, you listen to knowledge, then you go and explain it to everyone. You won't get strength from that. It's like you have to, just like when you grind the wheat, you kind of, the way you knead the flour and make it into dough, the way you cook the bread, it all takes effort. You have to imbibe knowledge. You have to grind it inside yourself. And so it's not labor. Don't eat by through labor. But it's through that sweet effort. And so when you make good effort through your heart, through your intellect, it's sweet, then there's results, there's fruit. And so just sit quietly and clean. Baba says that good action, elevated karma, at least you can clean the wheat, the grains, because you have to take out all the stones and little bits and pieces. And so some people say, but Baba, I've got pain in my leg. That Baba said, okay, at least you can sit and clean the wheat. But and then Baba says, okay, make the chapatis. And then if somebody says, but Baba, the smoke heat goes into my eye, and Baba says, at least put the butter on the chapatis. And so no more excuses, because Baba used to see how people want good food, but they make excuses to do the work. This isn't good, that isn't good, but does anybody come and do the work? And so Baba used to tell us, do something. There's excuses in doing. In eating, no excuses. You eat everything. Because you've got it ready made, okay, and you eat it, but then don't complain, basically. At least be thankful, have gratitude. So Baba gives you knowledge, food, ready made. But let's say thank you, have gratitude. Some people find it difficult to say thank you. And then they say, oh, but this one's like that, that one's like that. How can I say thank you? How can I be grateful? And so inside, to explain to yourself, to teach yourself, to change yourself, is to glorify Baba's name. There's no work in this, actually. However, time is passing by. If I don't make effort now, no one is going to make effort for me. Baba will also not help me. Baba inspires in terms of he motivates you. But then some say that I have the experience that Baba doesn't help me. Baba doesn't help me. A lot of people complain. Baba is in front of you. Just sit in Baba's remembrance. Sit with that love, and with that love, as you have the remembrance, there will be so much help. And Baba makes everything happen. He does so much for us. When you experience this, that I didn't do anything, Baba made it all happen. All I did was, I didn't worry, I just left it to Baba and just had good remembrance. And so it was a wonder that this and so became an instrument, and Baba's work happened. Patience, with peace, with love, whatever scene comes in front of you. Oh, knowledgeable soul, your job, your duty, is not to speak through your mouth, but to do something with understanding, with insight. And so it's not that you think, but just with understanding, with your heart, you do whatever has to be done. And so when you do this with your heart, then your yoga, it's easy to connect with God. When you do something, a task, with, you know, just for the sake of it, then you won't be able to have remembrance. When you do something in that accurate method, with that understanding, with your heart, then there will be connection, there will be remembrance. If you do it, oh, you know, I have to do this, then, you know, no remembrance. If you just did a task because of the sake of, it's work, I've got to do it, it's duty, then, no result. When you're doing something, make Baba your companion. In yoga, sit with Baba. Sit in front of Baba. You will have so much fun. Who am I sitting in front of? As you sit in front of Baba, don't complain, don't ask for anything. Just sit in front of Baba.
Baba, Shiv Baba,
and then Shiv Baba will pull
Brahma
you. Brahma Baba will make you your his, and take you to Baba. He will give you that patience. On the path of devotion, they say that you just sit quietly in your child's swing, that God will pull the child's cot, kind of, you know, just to swing so the child doesn't cry. That's what they used to say in devotion, that you just sit quietly and God will make everything happen. And so I've done a lot of devotion. He used to say that, you know, just you don't have to take, just remember God. And I used to say to my father that, you know, I'm not going to take money from you, God will give me. And so, yes, God has given me, and He does give you. Whatever you need, He will provide. Don't remember another bodily being. Don't bow down to another human being. Bab makes your mind, your body, he makes everything good. Wealth, not about greed, but He will provide whatever is necessary. Just don't have any anger. What do... So Baba tells you, He makes you His child and tells you whatever you have to do. And so we say to Baba, Baba, you have taught us so well. You have taught us everything to be happy. Now I am happy, but I want to be... And we will be happy for the whole cycle. We won't take sorrow, we won't give sorrow. What will we do, Baba? Again and again, Baba says, I am not a surgeon. I just make the impure ones pure. Don't praise me. This is my work. This is my task. It's something I come into every cycle. Krishna can't do, Narayan can't do this, but I can do. I make Krishna this. You're the ones who are going to come in the kingdom. And so all these lovely things Baba relates to you. Baba says, you are not establishing the kingdom. I am establishing the kingdom through you. I make you a deity. Okay? Does anybody have anything to say? I'm going to Germany tomorrow. Monday I will return. Sister Jenti has returned. Where is Sister Jenti? Please show your face to the class. She has come and I have to go. It's good, no? She has done good service. Can she come? Otherwise, she will meet you all tomorrow. Om Shanti. Where's Parul? Parul's not here. Where is Parul? It was a very good program last night at Finchley, and so make sure you follow up in terms of doing another program. To do service day, night. There is so much service. And so for a true server, service will always be in front of you. And so stay in remembrance and do service. And so this incognito experience, I was having such an incognito experience today. One is that keep on making effort, but internally, in an incognito way, I was seeing the scenes. Baba has said that at the end you will see really good scenes. And so internally, I was just feeling that when I go inside, you will receive so much. And so how are we going inside? And so I was seeing this almost like a vision, a scene, that as you go inside, like in a cave, you discover so much treasures within you. And so this is what people talk about in the path of devotion. But now this godly love about going inside, and he's giving you everything within you, and he's giving you the signal, go in and take as much as you want. And so that's what I was feeling. This is the experience I was having. So it wasn't in words, but it was this feeling that I'm getting so much, I'm receiving so much. And so this is the time right now, not to think too much, don't come into unnecessary thoughts, but just turn within, and Baba will give you whatever you need. There is so much that has been accumulated. Baba wants to give you so much. Take it. Baba is giving. You are the one who is receiving, and we are becoming full. He's giving you in such a way that we are becoming full. And so time is such. And so come, sister, come, meet everyone. According to drama, I had to go to Spain for a short time. There's always a reason to go to Spain, and so this time again, there was a brother who's related to Daddy Chandramani, and he's been very close to the daddies, to the Yagya, and so his, I don't know his name, Bulchand Dada, I think, something like that. And so just the day before he passed away, Daddy had spoken to him, and the whole family had received a lot of strength from that. And then we received the news that the next day that he left his body, and so Daddy told me that I should go. There were over 300 people, Spanish and Sindhi brothers and sisters, the community. So that and so they organized a memorial, and people had so Dada had received, the son of Canary Islands, had received this title from the government, the Las Palmas. And so when he'd, just a short time ago, he'd received this honor, this title. And so he's always done good work. And so for the Indian community too, that, you know, he was sort of very, somebody who was famous. And so a lot of other service happened too, but there were two things which were very good. One, his Lokik wife, she doesn't really listen to knowledge so much, but this time she was listening to knowledge with a lot of love. And she used to say that whenever I used to see wherever he used to go, and I used to think, why does he get himself tired? So her husband, Dada, something who passed away. And so I used to see that whatever he did, he was receiving so much blessings from everyone that it's these blessings that are working for me. So the meaning of that, at a time when things are happening, we don't realize what's happening and why they're doing, but there's usually some kind of a secret, a reason for it, and there's always a good fruit. The second thing, the whole family was sitting together, the Lokik family, and then the mother, the Lokik wife, was saying that he's such a good person. In the last 2 years, he'd had a stroke and he wasn't able to do as much. And I was thinking, why did these 2 years just go away like that? And then I used to feel tears. And then the whole family said that in the last 2 years, in the illness, there's been so much benefit in the last 2 years. He benefited, but the whole family benefited. Because he used to be so busy, travel around, tour around here, there, that he was never able to give time to the family because he was very much into doing. Engrossed in the doing. And he had such a gentle nature, compassionate nature that we never experienced that so much. But because of the illness in the last 2 years, the ego had completely finished, and with such humility he had created such good relationships with us. And so the son had said that my support was always my father, not just in terms of the son and the father, but also on a business level. I'd always have to ask advice. And so in the last 2 years, I've had to become independent. And so I was seeing the people who are very sort of bhakti or devotional oriented, that they also have this attitude of learning in each scene. What's the benefit in each scene? And so it's like practical, they're able to see benefit in their lives. And so there's many, we've been close to this family for a long time, but they haven't always taken knowledge and listened to knowledge, but because of this situation in this scene, they had a huge gathering on Sunday and lots of people who'd not heard knowledge before, but they came. And so they kept on asking me, you know, what next? How do we learn to meditate? And so in the whole gathering, I'd said, they call her Daddy Gopi, the wife. If she wants that, we can have a gathering here, courses here. And so the daughter, she hadn't taken so much interest up to now. Okay, my father does, it's okay, but the daughter hadn't taken much interest. And so the daughter said, yes, of course. No, not the daughter, sorry, the son. Had said that I myself will come. And so everything has started happening. People are taking the course and so on. And so time comes, situation happens when the ground is ready for people to be served and for people to take that on board for themselves. And so the family in Spain, in terms of the it's a beautiful center. Either there's brothers or mothers, no kumaris at the center. The brothers run the centers. And so they say, what can we do so that kumaris come? But the mothers are very clever. It's such a nice army. And so when we offered bhog, their family, the other family, and the Indian brothers and sisters had seen the 20 students, Spanish, they were listening and how they were doing everything, their eyes opened, that they understand everything and they actually follow all these things, the spirituality and sort of that method. So Baba makes each and every moment worthwhile. Om Shanti. God is with us, so there's nothing to be afraid of. God is my companion. There's nothing to be afraid of. Success is always with us. Because my hand is in His hand. So don't wait for time, but as you create your fortune, how much have you accumulated? You have received that which is yours, so nobody can take it away from you. And so even before time, even more than what your fortune, you've received so much. You have received everything that is yours. No one can take it away from you. Life is a gift, godly gift. So there's no worries. Success is always with us. Because our hand is in His hand. God is with us. There's nothing to be afraid of. Om Shanti.